I could do that, Sawyer helped himself to salsa. Yes, you could. And in a couple weeks, when the moon's full, Riley goes wolf. Sawyer threw back his head and did a very effective imitation of a wolf howl. And me? Sasha gestured with her drink. I never know when I might be having a conversation and start prophesying. She drank, sighed. And after a few short weeks, it all seems absolutely normal. Because it is, for us. Riley lifted her glass in turn. So here's to us, and fuck the rest. As they clinked glasses, Annika rose up, rested her arms on the skirt of the pool. Is it margarita time? Come and get 'em. Riley poured another glass. When Doyle came out, a second cold beer in his hand, he saw Annika and Riley in the pool. Dr. Gwynn might not be a mermaid, he thought, but the woman swam like a fish. Sasha stood at the side of the house, with easel and canvas, brushes and paint, and faced the sea. Under the pergola, Sawyer and Bran had their heads together. He walked to them. Though he'd skipped the margaritas, he was a fan of Sawyer's salsa.
What's the plan? We were just kicking that around, Sawyer told him. We're covered, as much as we can be while we're here.
Bran looked over at Sasha, the arch of her back, the vulnerable nape of her neck as she bundled her hair up under her hat, then up into the hills.
But Annika tells us you're still worried. Doesn't take much of a gap, does it? A bullet doesn't need much room. Happy thought, Sawyer muttered. We've laid traps, and I've added protection, but Doyle has the right of it. Some of it rests on Sasha. In Corfu, she knew when Nereza would strike, so again we were prepared. Added to that, we have the practicality of Riley's network of contacts. We should know when this Malmont sets out for Capri. Once he has, the fight for us is against two fronts, men and minions. We're stronger than we were.
Again, he looked at Sasha.
And more united. It will matter. I believe it will weigh on our side. Then there's a matter of the search. No more clues from that quarter.
Doyle wagged a thumb toward Sasha.
Not as yet. It's a great deal of pressure on her, so I'm asking if I'm not with her, someone else is. Always. She handles the visions well now, but the more open she is, the more Nereza pushes to get in. We've got her back.
Sawyer glanced toward the pool.
Once it starts, nobody should split off alone, but we'll keep Sasha close. Then we move on, do the work, which puts us out on the water, and in it. Strategically, any serious attack should wait until we find the star. If having it were my goal, Doyle continued, I'd lie back, let the targets do the work, then go in, take them out, claim the prize. But, Bran said and waited. It's not altogether about logic, is it? But about greed with some madness thrown in. Sasha prophesied Malmont wasn't what he was or would be. We have to assume, considering her visions, he's made a contract with Nereza. We can't know what he is, what power she might have given him in exchange, or how hell-bent he'll be on getting to us. As he knows what each of us has or is. Hell-bent as fire and brimstone, Sawyer said. Trust me. That being the case, the odds favor he'll come at us, at least a testing run, an attempt to deplete our numbers, or take one or more of us captive. Or he may go full out, believing we have information here he could use to find the star himself. He's a confident son of a bitch. I lean toward the full out, not to kill, or not to kill certain ones of us. He'd rather capture, but he'd enjoy bloodying the ground while he's at it. Or the water, Bran put in. Which is where our search will focus. And where we're most vulnerable.
Doyle slid his gaze toward Annika.
Even with our advantage there. I could arm the rest of you with the bombs, as we're calling them. They won't harm you as they will those who attack. But I'd have to do some work on underwater use there. And meanwhile, we can't use guns under the water, and a harpoon is a single shot. We handled underwater attacks before, Sawyer pointed out. We have, but what I've been working on, with Sasha's help, is Doyle's idea about infusing blades and so on with something like the bombs. It's close to ready, or close to ready to be tested. It will help, considerably. But it may come to retreat, to Sawyer getting us out and away. Which is where we were, Doyle, when you joined us. It takes proximity, that's the thing. That's why I brought us, the boat and all, back to the villa in Corfu. I couldn't risk missing anybody, disconnecting.
Well used to talk of war, Doyle helped himself to salsa.
What happens if you disconnect? Never happened, but I'm told if it does, it's a long fall into wherever and whenever for the passenger. On the boat, I know I can do it. Underwater, I could miss someone, and if we're into it, I'm likely to pull enemy back with us. So what we need, if it comes to that, if getting to the boat isn't going to happen, is to do whatever we can to pull in around Sawyer, give him the chance for the full retreat.
Slinging a towel around her waist, Riley stepped up. In the water, she began, and dumped more from pitcher to glass. We're two teams of three.
Is that so? Doyle countered.
It's so if you've got a brain. Annika, key advantage us. It's her element. She can hear and see farther than us or them. She can move faster than us or them. She gets her tail on. I wouldn't want to take a hit from it. Bran, advantage us. Nobody likes to get struck by lightning. He'd take out more with a jolt than we will with diving knives. And he can get out on his own. Take at least one of us with him, right?
True. But I wouldn't leave any of you. That's not negotiable.
I don't mean that, and thanks. I mean, moving on to our next advantage, Sawyer. He's the escape route if and when. If Bran knows he'll get the rest of us, he can worry about getting himself out, if necessary. She sat down with her drink. The rest of us, we make sure everybody stays alive, no one gets separated. Now she looked at Sawyer. Ever fired an underwater pistol?
No. Underwater pistol?
Bran's brows lifted. Yeah, it's specially designed to be used underwater. Fires flechettes, not bullets, because the barrels aren't rifled. And they maintain their trajectory through hydrodynamics. They do the job.
I've heard of them. Pistols, rifles, frogmen, seals, right?
She nodded at Sawyer. And so on. I might be able to score us a couple of them, and the ammo. It'll probably take a few days, but I have a source.
A couple of them doesn't arm all of us, Doyle pointed out.
It's going to take some wrangling to get two, and two's enough. You're a decent shot, but you're better with the bow or the sword. Bran? Pretty decent shot, but why waste the time when he's the lightning man? Sasha's getting better with a gun, but she's not there. With the crossbow, she's Robin Hood and all his merry men. And Annika's not going to use a gun, in the water or out. So two, one for me, one for Sawyer. We're the better shots. And in fact, if I can only score one, it goes to Sawyer. Deadeye's the best of us.
All right, then.
One or two, I'm going to need to wire money.
Let us know how much, Bran said. And we'll put it together. It's good to have. And if we can access this sort of weapon, we have to consider they'll be armed this way as well. Distractions, he murmured. Something an enemy would be more inclined to shoot than us. I'll work on it. And it's good strategy, Riley. The two teams of three.
They'll have more. Pale, Sasha stepped up to the table, set a canvas down. On it, she'd painted an underwater battle. The six of them, armed with knife, spear, pistol, surrounded by armed men, 20 by Sawyer's count. Blood spread in the water, and sharks came to feed. Annika walked over, laid her hands on Sawyer's shoulders. The blood draws them, and they'll take all. The word you use is frenzy. It's truth. Riley blew out a breath. Does anybody else hear the theme from Jaws? She poured another drink. Chapter 8. Sawyer studied the painting.
This is on my top 5 list of ways not to die.
Hey, me too.
After a long, slow sip, Riley managed to smile.
What's your number 1?
Snake pit. You?
Drawn and quartered.
That's a good one.
What is drawn and quartered? Annika asked. Reaching up, Sawyer rubbed her hand.
You don't ever want to find out.
He looked over at Sasha.
You saw this?
Yes, very clearly.
Us, surrounded by the bad guys, the sharks circling.
Yes, Sasha snapped off the word as she shook her head at Riley's offer of a drink.
Looks dire, he commented. It also looks like we've got a wall between us and Bruce and pals.
Bruce? Shaken, Sasha pressed her fingers to her eyes. Who the hell is Bruce?
Crew's name for the mechanical shark in Jaws, Riley explained.
Exactly so. Now sit.
Firmly, Bran nudged Sasha into a chair.
We couldn't ask for a bigger distraction.
Now Sasha just closed her eyes. A shark attack as a distraction? A distraction.
Damn good one. Odds are they'd go for the prey in the outer circle first.
As he might plan a battle, Doyle stood, studied the painting.
It's something I've missed in my extended life, a shark attack. And you, gorgeous.
We can hear, feel them, and we stay away. But we can also make a sound they don't like, and warn others if they come to feed.
What sound? Riley wondered.
Annika drew a breath, opened her mouth. Though he heard nothing, Sawyer felt as if an ice pick jammed in his ear and straight to his brain. In the distance, dogs began to bark.
Wow, okay.
Riley rubbed her ears. If they still come, you fight. Hit them here. Annika tapped her nose. Hard.
Sometimes the shark go away, sometimes he wouldn't go away.
Quint, Riley explained. Sawyer's still on Jaws. The seas are filled with easier prey. Here, in the painting, the bad guys are easier prey than we are.
Annika's right, Riley nodded.
Plus, thanks to Sasha, we're forewarned. How do we use it?
They're looking to capture, not kill, Doyle pointed out. There's blood. Some of us, some of them are wounded. But we're outnumbered more than 3-1 here, and we're all alive. If they wanted us dead, at least one of us would be, or more seriously wounded than this. And we're in a group, Bran added. A fairly tight one. Tight enough? He asked Sawyer. Yeah, tight enough. The trick's going to be getting to this point, letting them surround us and holding it together.
We let them... Calmer now, Sasha took the drink she'd refused. Yes, I see. Our instinct's going to be to fight, not surrender. But we let this happen? Riley tapped the painting. Their instinct's going to be to take out the sharks, or try. Or get the hell away.
We stay close enough to each other. I shift us back to the boat and...
The sharks take the rest. Riley lifted her glass toward him. To Quint.
Not the rest, Doyle corrected. Odds are on a dive boat, and if I planned an attack like this, I'd have men stationed on the boat, and a couple at least on ours.
Buzzkill, right? Riley added. But still... Those teams won't be expecting us to pop out of nowhere. So you or I get to the wheel and fast. The others deal with the bad guys, if any, on our boat.
We'll deal with it. All of it, Bran assured them. It's what we're meant to do.
What we're meant to do, Sasha agreed. But we need to factor in one more thing. Abject panic. Those aren't mechanical sharks in a movie. And it only takes one of them to decide, Look at the delicious, chewy center.
Good one.
We've got Ani's secret shark whistle as backup, Riley reminded her. Even so, factor it in, because I now have a list of my own, something I've lived my whole life without making. Being eaten by sharks is now number one. Sasha gulped margarita. With a bullet. Prepared for an attack, resolved to do whatever needed to be done, they set out to search the next morning. And the day after, and the day after that. No attack came, nor did they find the star or any new path toward it. Restless, Doyle prowled the yard during combat practice.
Use your feet, Sasha.
He snapped the order out when she ended up on her ass again.
Stop going easy on her, Gwyn, and go in for the kill.
She's holding her own, Riley shot back.
Bollocks. You've a knife in your hand, Sasha. Use the damn thing.
When Sasha sliced out, missed the mark by a foot, he strode forward, grabbed her arm.
Combat grip. Downward stroke.
He guided her arm, hard and fast enough to make the muscles still sore from the damn pull-ups twinge.
It won't cut her. Or don't you trust your man?
Yes, I trust him. I'm trying.
Try harder. She's not that good.
Riley cocked a hip.
Oh, really?
Then bring it, big guy. Take me on. Obliging, in the mood for it, Doyle took the knife from Sasha, who muttered, I hope she kicks your ass. He glanced over.
Put some of that pissed off into your own practice next time.
As he spoke, Riley hit him dead center with a flying kick, propelled him back a good 3 feet. She landed, set, smiled.
Always be ready, always be alert. Isn't that what you hammer at us? Looks like you forgot, Sir Dick.
As you forgot to go in for the kill.
They circled each other. She dodged the swipe with the knife, but not the fist in the belly. She went down with it, jabbed the charmed knife at his thigh, rolled back and up.
Missed the artery, she said as they circled again. Won't next time.
Jabs, feints, kicks, a punch. Sawyer and Bran stopped their own practice battle to watch, and Annika lowered her arms as her practice balls hovered in the air. Doyle swept Riley's legs out from under her, but she rolled again, backflipped, kicked out as she did, aiming, a bit harder than practice called for, at the groin. Doyle set his teeth, went over the pain. She'd hit her mark solidly. Scored a point on her left arm.
You'd be bleeding.
Wouldn't be the first time.
They charged. Knives met, crossed. They held there like pirates, eyes hot before Doyle shoved her back. She recovered, swung into a roundhouse kick, hit him chest high. He grabbed her foot, used momentum to thrust her into the air. She managed to flip, landed, but off balance enough to have to reset. He charged again, took her down, his knife to her throat.
And you're done.
You too, old man. My knife's in your gut.
He lay on her a moment more, admitting only to himself he was winded and his balls ached like a bitch. Then he lifted enough to look down, and sure enough, her knife was held deep in his gut.
Wouldn't kill me for long, but you'd still be dead.
Good thing I won't be fighting Lazarus. Get off me.
In a minute.
He looked around at the audience.
I've got her down, and we'll say she's unarmed for these purposes. My knife's at her throat. What do you do? Annika?
Without hesitation, she jerked up her arm. He felt a tingle in his knife hand.
Perfect. Aim and reflexes. Bran.
Bran flicked his hand, and the knife turned into a banana.
A bit of humor, Bran said. But effective. Good enough. Sasha.
She took Bran's knife, threw it. It hit Doyle in the back of the head.
Impressive.
I was aiming for your back, center mass. But I'll take good luck where I find it.
Sawyer.
With a hand in his pocket, he measured distance. In an instant, he crouched beside Doyle and Riley, sliced his knife cleanly on Doyle's throat. And gripping Riley's shoulder, popped them both back to where he'd stood.
Good enough.
Doyle got to his feet.
Of course, this is saying any one of you has that split second to act.
We'll make the second, Annika insisted. We're meant to protect each other. If we don't do all we must for each of us, we fail. If we find the stars but one of us falls, we fail. We thought you'd fallen that night in Corfu, and we grieved, because we're family now. Family protects, always. You used your second to shield Riley that night, Sasha reminded him. Annie's right. It's the six of us who are meant to find the stars. If any of us fall, we fail. We can't fail. I'll work harder.
You're better than you were. You've had the farthest to come.
I think that's supposed to be encouragement. You're angry, Sasha added, studying Doyle. I can feel it. Angry and starting to doubt if we're on the right track, in the right place. If the vision I had that brought us here was just wrong.
You're still new at reading them. She's yet to be wrong, Bran reminded him. Impatience, while human enough, isn't productive. The compass backs her up.
Sawyer took it out.
It says here. I check it every night, and we're where we're supposed to be.
When you've lost something, it's always in the last place you look. Because when you find it, Riley added, you stop looking. We haven't hit the last place yet.
Have you asked yourself why she's yet to come at us? We've been here nearly 2 weeks. She has.
Bran slid an arm around Sasha. Not a day goes by she doesn't try to get inside me. She reached up to the necklace Bran made for her, rubbed the protective stones. The gods have nothing but time, do they?
Gods and immortals, Riley commented. But the rest of us? Not so much.
So we keep looking.
When Annika slipped her hand in his, Sawyer squeezed it as he spoke.
Until we hit that last place. It's here. And I'm not going to complain about not having to fight to the freaking death for a week or two while we search.
Couldn't they see Five stood on one side and Doyle alone on the other? Because she could and did. Annika walked to him, disarmed him by wrapping her arms around him in a hug. You're angry because you have no one but friends to fight with. Maybe a little pissed off he has friends. Riley smirked at him. And one of them kicked him in the balls.
Maybe. And maybe we haven't found the last place because we're looking in the wrong one. Not the island, I'll concede that. Seer and magic compass say Capri, it's Capri. But maybe it's not in the water, not in a cave. We haven't assessed other possibilities. You said in the water, of the water, he said to Sasha. But what about fountains, wells, underground springs, bays, coves, inlets?
The Bay of Sighs. Sasha's eyes went deep. Lost between what is, what was, what will. There abides beauty without end and regret. Are you worthy to pass between? The truest of hearts, the purest of spirits. Sighs for those accepted. Sighs for those turned away. Hope, never quenched for redemption. And the song sings from the star to guide you. Sasha let out her own sigh. They're waiting for us to find it.
Who? Doyle demanded. Where?
I don't know. I can feel something. Waiting, hoping. But I don't have the answers. I'm sorry.
Neither do I, Riley said. I've been digging on Bay of Sighs, but I haven't found anything yet. I'll keep looking, try different angles. A parallel world, maybe? A time shift? Which would be Sawyer's deal? I'll try some other resources. As will I, Bran said. It may be someone in my family knows something of it. Or know someone who might. Meanwhile, we search and eliminate.
We'd better toss some breakfast together and get down to the boat. Riley paused, pulled out her phone when it signaled. Hold on, it's my Malmont contact.
This is Gwyn, she said as she walked away.
I can help you with breakfast because Riley is busy. Watching Riley, Sasha nodded. Let's get to it, and headed inside with Annika. By the time Riley came in for coffee, Sasha was flipping the last slice of French toast on a platter beside a heap of bacon. What did you find out? I'll tell it all at once. Thanks for taking my KP, Ani. I don't mind. I like to make the fruit bowl. Looks good. Smells good. I'll report while we eat. She didn't waste time filling her plate or filling the rest in. Malmont's still in London, but he's booked a villa, big-ass villa, overlooking Marina Grande. Degli Dei.
Villa of the Gods, Doyle translated.
Fate's little wedgie, right? He took it for a month, doubling the asking price as incentive. His tenancy starts in 3 days. Word is he's enlisted John Trake.
I don't know that name, Sawyer said.
I do. Formerly Colonel Trake, United States Army, Special Forces. Black Ops. Dishonorably discharged about 7 years back, quietly, when he went way off the reservation. Got to like killing a little too much, and didn't worry about collateral damage, even when it included his own men, unarmed civilians, children. Trake's bringing along Ellie Yadin.
That name I do know. Yadin was along for the ride in Morocco. Mossad, formerly, I think, Sawyer added.
You think correctly. He got a little too wild and crazy for them, and you have to be pretty wild and crazy to shock Mossad. He's an assassin, but he specializes in torture. One more name, Franz Berger. Hunter, tracker, sniper. Of both the four and two-legged variety of mammals.
How confident are you in your source? Doyle asked her.
Completely. She's with Interpol, and believe me, Malmont and the others on that list are very much on Interpol's radar. They're as interested in what he's putting together as we are.
We could do without blipping on Interpol's radar ourselves, Bran pointed out.
Then we'll have to be careful. We've got a few days. I'm thinking, why don't we check out Malmont's digs here on Capri? Say tonight, when everything's nice and quiet.
A little B&E?
Sawyer forked a bite of French toast.
Sounds like a good time. You know, if I could get my hands on a few things, I could put a few bugs together.
How do you put bugs together? Annika asked. Why would you want to make bugs?
Listening devices, he explained. We call them bugs. We go in, case the place, plant a few where it seems most logical. It could give us a leg up.
It could. First, you can make bugs? He smiled at Riley.
I'm handy.
Okay. Second, he's bound to sweep for them.
I could help there, Bran considered. A spell to hide them from an electronic sweep. I could work that out.
More handy, and I'll make three. Riley poured more coffee. Tell me what you need, Deadeye, and give me options. I'll tug some lines, but it may take a day.
I'll make you a list. We can break and enter tomorrow night. 3 days, Sawyer calculated. Maybe we'll get lucky. Find the star before he gets here.
And if not? Sasha looked around the table at the five people she'd come to trust above all others. We do whatever we have to do to protect the star and each other. Sawyer made his list. Riley tugged her lines. It made for a later start than planned, but Sawyer figured if he could put together a few bugs, give them some insight into Malmont's plans, it would be more than worth losing an hour in the water. As he grabbed his gear, Annika stepped to the doorway of his room. I need to speak to you.
Sure.
But when she came in, closed the door behind her, he stopped what he was doing.
Serious?
Important. In Sasha's painting, you're wounded.
We've all been wounded in this little adventure, Ani. It looked like Doyle took a hit too, so...
He can't die.
And I won't.
Reading the worry in her eyes, he went to her, took her hands.
I'll get us out of there.
It's hard for you to travel with so many. Please, don't lie to soothe me. I won't be soothed with lies.
Not hard so much. It's tricky, but hey, I got us here, right?
It would be tricky. More tricky when you're wounded.
Annika, there's no point worrying about that.
Now he ran his hands up her arms, held her by the shoulders.
I'll get us out, and safe. You have to trust me.
I trust you. All that I am trusts what you are. But you'll be hurt. You and Doyle. He can't die, but he feels pain. I'm not hurt in the painting. And I'm of the sea.
Okay.
I can get away from the men, from the sharks. I can... The word is distract. Until you get away with the others. Then...
Forget it.
A lack of temper had him tightening his grip on her. You must listen. Temper slapped against temper. If the tricky is too hard, you can trust me. I can get away without the traveling. You take the others, leave me to-
I'm not going to leave you. I'd never leave you, no.
He snapped it out before she could speak again.
If you think I would, if you think I'd even consider it, you don't know me.
Do you understand? I could get to the boat, my way, almost before you could yours.
Doesn't matter. I'm not leaving you behind. Not today, tomorrow, whenever the hell that painting becomes reality. Not anywhere, not any time.
Because he read something in her eyes, she'd suck at poker. He released her shoulders to take her face in the same firm grip.
And don't think you can pull away far enough so I can't connect. That's not happening either. And you just make it harder for me.
I don't want to make it hard. I want you safe.
I will be, and so will you.
He tipped her head back just a little, laid his lips on hers, quiet, soothing, at first. Then she wrapped around him, surrounded him, and he lost himself in the warmth and wanting. He pressed her back against the wall, let himself take, let himself savor what she gave. Let himself savor what she made him feel in his blood, in his bones. The three rude bangs on the door barely registered.
Sawyer, get your hands off the girl, Doyle ordered. We're moving. We have to go.
Reluctantly, almost painfully, Sawyer took his hands off the girl. Why don't you have sex with me?
What?
He took a step back, as if from a live grenade.
What?
Your sex part gets hard for sex, but you don't ask for sex. I don't know if I'm allowed to ask for sex. I don't know the rules of this. Because she gestured toward him, it, he had to fight an urge to cross hands over his groin.
I haven't. It's not that I... rules.
He jumped on that concept.
There are rules. Lots of complicated rules. We should talk about them, later. We need to go.
You'll explain the rules.
Yes, probably, later.
He grabbed his pack, opened the door, but oddly still couldn't suck in a full breath.
But now we have to go. Lost stars, worlds in peril, the evil mother of lies. You know, the usual.
When I know the rules, we can lie together in my room. My bed is larger.
Well, that's an idea, all right.
Hastily, he slung the pack over his shoulder, and careful to keep one hand on the open door, grabbed hers with the other.
Let's go.
He pulled her out of the room, kept going until they were outside where the rest waited. He managed to separate himself enough to mutter to Sasha.
Distract her. I need to talk to Doyle and Bran.
Well, I... Since Sawyer already moved ahead until he caught up with Doyle's faster pace, Sasha slowed a bit, pointed. Oh, look, a butterfly. The comment brought a puzzled look from Riley, but caused Annika to stop and admire long enough to give Sawyer some distance.
Listen, he said to Doyle. It wasn't all about hands. I don't need to hear about the rest of your body parts. Not what I mean. I need to talk to you and Bran, and the other women, about this harebrained idea Annie had about the painting. And how we need to watch her in case I didn't talk her out of it.
He glanced back, casually, gauged he had enough room if he made it quick, and signaled to Bran.
Annika didn't mind walking with her two friends. She thought perhaps women would be less shy and nervous about sex.
Can you tell me the rules of sex?
Rules, Riley responded.
What rules?
I don't know them, not here. Sawyer says there are many, and complicated rules. I don't see why they should be complicated, but I can learn them. I like to learn.
Complicated, Riley snorted. I say simple. My top three, both parties willing, available, and clean.
Those are very simple and very satisfying.
Your rules mean Sawyer and I can have sex.
I'm still trying to work out why he hasn't jumped you yet.
Riley, Sasha rolled her eyes. Different rules for different people, or not rules so much as sensibilities, and it's not always easy to explain.
Riley ticked off on her fingers. Willing, available, clean.
An important foundation, Sasha agreed. We really need a little more time and privacy, she added as they passed people on the road.
But you'll explain, so I'll learn.
We'll do that.
Thank you. Then Sawyer and I can have sex like you and Bran.
I'm sorry you can't have sex, she said to Riley.
You and me both, sister.
Chapter 9. They focused on the eastern side of the island, diving the inlets and deep caves. Annika heard no sighs, no songs. Only once did she feel something in the water large enough to be human or shark. But it was only another pair of divers. A man and a woman, more interested in each other, it seemed, than the sea life. After the second dive, she led the way back to the boat. She would be vigilant now until they had passed through Sasha's painting and all come out whole and safe again. She pulled herself up, as always happy to take off the flippers, so awkward and odd. She had to wear when she had the legs. Sasha came up behind her, then Sawyer. To be useful, Annika opened the chest with cold drinks. Sasha would want water, but Sawyer and Riley liked the Cokes, and as she took out bottles, a bird swooped down to perch on the rail. She glanced over, smile ready. Then carefully set the bottles down again, straightened.
You aren't a bird.
Sasha, busy unzipping her wetsuit, looked over.
Sorry, what?
This is her creature. The bird didn't stir, though it turned its deformed head, stared with glinting yellow eyes as Sawyer reached into his pack for his gun.
Don't shoot it, Sasha spoke in a whisper. Wait for Bran. Wait for the others.
As Riley pulled herself on board, a second bird dropped onto the rail.
We've got company.
Riley pulled her knife from its sheath. The birds were the size of pigeons, but with bodies sinewy, almost shriveled, and wide heads that turned front to back like owls. The pair sat silently, and a third slid down to perch beside them. Their eyes, sickly yellow, stared unblinking. Oily black feathers remained tucked tight. Bran dropped down on deck, angled his head as, behind him, Doyle pulled his knife.
She sends this.
Dark amusement moved over Bran's face as he studied the birds.
Her harbingers, to strike fear in us. This is what comes from her.
Sasha turned, pressed a hand to her head, held the other out, a signal to wait.
Come and see. So it says on the book of your God. And I looked, it's written, and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. So I send a pale horse and a rider. This is your death to come. This is your hell to follow. My birds will pick clean your bones, and my dogs will lap your blood.
She shook her head fiercely as Bran started toward her.
Wait. Wait.
Eyes shut, she breathed deep, and when she opened her eyes again, they burned like fired crystals. When she spoke, her voice came strong to echo over the water.
And we say, you will never hold the stars. Send your horse, your rider, send your worst, and we will bear it down, all down. And you with them until you age and wither and weaken. We are your death, your destruction. Come and see.
Sasha threw her head back, shot her arms down, fingers spread.
Come and see.
The birds screamed, spread wings, and flew toward Sasha. Annika threw up an arm, shielding Sasha's face, blasting out with her bracelet, even as Bran threw bolts of hot blue at the remaining two. Their bodies went to fetid black smoke.
I heard her.
On a shaky, bewildered laugh, Sasha once again pressed her fingers to her temple.
I heard her. I felt her pain. I hurt her as much as, no, more, more than she hurt me.
Your nose bleeds,
Annika murmured, and dabbed gently with a towel.
It's okay. It's all right.
With eyes glittering with tears and triumph, Sasha looked at Bran.
It's all right. So's hers. I did it.
Foy.
Overwhelmed and not a little shaken, he pulled her to him, held her close.
Agra, sit now, sit.
Even as he spoke, he drew her down to cradle her on his lap.
She needs water.
I'm all right.
The laugh came again, a little steadier.
Can't you see? I'm all right. I heard her scream in pain, in fury. And maybe, yes, I could use something for the headache. But I beat her. I beat her back, Bran. I was in her head.
Here now, let me take this.
Gently, he laid his fingers on her temples, ran his hands over her skull.
Give me the pain and it's gone.
Drink a little.
Kneeling, Annika urged water on Sasha, then took her hand, pressed it to her cheek.
You were so strong, so brave.
I felt strong. I let her in. I knew it was time, knew I could do it.
Do you think I doubt you?
Bran kissed her.
You took a few years off my life, but I don't doubt you. She'll come harder now.
Riley spared Doyle a look. And the buzzkill rides again.
She'll come harder, he repeated, because now she knows the one she considered weak, and so did I, is so much stronger than she seems.
Damn, Skippy, Annika said, and made Riley laugh.
You got that. So she's throwing revelation at us? Four horsemen, end of the world shit. She can bring it. Bran, I say you cook us up more hellfire and fucking brimstone. We'll show her what hell is.
Malmon's no pale rider.
Sawyer pulled out a Coke, tossed one to Riley, took one for himself, offered a bottle of juice to Annika.
You're a quick draw today, he told her. Anyway, Malmon's a psychopath, a thug with money.
He's more now, Sasha reminded him.
Whatever he is, you already said it. We'll bear them down.
He guzzled some Coke.
Sasha Riggs, you just played mind games with a god and won. Where are you going now?
I'm going to find the two remaining Stars of Fortune, then dance on a sunny beach. And we will.
To quote my girl here, damn Skippy. But for now, I'd say diving's done for the day.
I'm fine, Sawyer, honestly.
Fine or not, Sawyer's right. What done today?
Doyle moved into the wheelhouse.
Let's end it on a high note, Sash.
Dropping down beside her, Riley patted Sasha's shoulder. Besides, I want to get to shore, check and see if my contacts come through with what Sawyer's after.
When she was sure Sasha was settled, Annika went over, sat beside Sawyer, took his hand. I understood.
Understood what?
I understood what you've told me, and what I knew in my head, but not my heart. When the bird that wasn't a bird flew at Sasha, and I destroyed it, I would have done the same had it been a man. I would have done the same.
When she leaned into him, he put an arm around her, held her as Bran held Sasha, as they rode the water back to land. Once they reached the dock, Riley pulled out her phone. "Give me 5, she said and walked away.
"Sasha should have gelato, a reward," Annika insisted.
"Gelato's hard to turn down, but..."
"That was fast," Sasha said as Riley walked straight back.
"Fast and good. Got your list, Sawyer. I can pick it up in about an hour."
"I've got me a project."
"An hour? That's perfect. It'll give Annika, Riley, and me an hour to shop."
"Shopping?"
Beaming, Annika pressed her palms together.
"Shopping?"
On a frown, Riley tipped down her sunglasses, blew at her bangs.
"For what?"
"Shopping needs no what."
All light and cheer, Sasha took Riley's hand, gave a warning squeeze. "The three of us will do some shopping, pick up Sawyer's parts, and bring home pizza for dinner."
"You've had a long day, and an experience," Bran began. "And as Nerys has made this first move, we should all stay together."
"She won't try for me again today, and I think I've proved I can handle myself."
"You're not going to try to tell us the three of us can't handle ourselves because we're women."
"Don't go there, dude," Sawyer warned. "No way to win it. But we can hang while you..."
"Go," Sasha pointed. "All of you. If I get a reward, it's a little girl shopping time without men hovering."
To seal it, Sasha rose to her toes, kissed Bran lightly. "We'll be home in 2 hours."
"If you're not..."
"We will be."
"Stay together."
"Of course."
Sasha waved them off, waited until they were out of sight.
"All right. I could shop for new earrings.
We're not going shopping."
Annika's jaw dropped.
"But you said... Do you want to talk about sex?"
"Yes."
Annika grabbed Sasha's hand.
"It was a ploy."
"That's right. If we're going to talk about sex when I'm not having any, I want alcohol." Riley scanned the marina. "Let's find a place with a view and Bellinis."
Within 10 minutes, Riley moved fast. They sat on a shady terrace looking out at water and boats. Riley ordered an Italian, flirting with the waiter, who flirted right back. Then she sighed, sat back.
"Just proving I could have sex if I opted for the one-nighter. So,"
she gestured at Annika.
"The doctors are in. Proceed."
"Are you a doctor too?"
"She means we're here to listen," Sasha explained.
"Oh, it's so nice to have friends who are female."
"Truer words," Sasha agreed.
"Sawyer says there are complicated rules about sex. If it's so hard and strict, how do people have sex?"
"Good question. I used to think there were so many complications it was better to just forget about sex. I really believed that was the right thing for me. Until Bran."
"Because you're mates."
"Yes. And wasn't that a wonder?"
"I didn't know that he felt that way, the way I did. But the other part is he accepted me, what I am, what I have. No one had before Bran, before all of you."
"And I didn't want to have sex with her."
Riley beamed at the waiter when he brought the Bellinis.
"But she's very beautiful and kind and wise. You'd have pretty sex together."
Intrigued, Riley angled her head.
"Are there gay merpeople?"
"Oh, yes. We're very happy."
"No, I mean, are you or some of you attracted to the same sex? Can you mate with someone of the same sex?"
"Of course. Differently because of the body. And there will be no young created. But you want who you want, yes? Love who you love."
"Cheers to that."
Riley picked up her Bellini.
"Is one of the rules you cannot?"
"We're eliminating that rule. Slower in some places, but we're working on it."
Annika huffed out a breath, frowned at her drink.
"Are all the rules stupid?"
"Maybe some are, and the rules depend."
Now Annika lifted a hand in frustration.
"How can rules depend if they are rules?"
"We're going to need more Bellinis," Riley decided. "And pastries. I can get behind that. But the rules, Ani,
depend on the people involved, the situation. For instance, if Bran had been married or promised to someone else. That's the availability rule, Riley added. I understand and agree. I understand the willing. There must never be force. Clean? I'm not sure why this is important at every sex. It's not that kind of clean. It's more letting your partner know if you're healthy, sexually, that is. Sasha shook her head. I don't see that as an issue for you or Sawyer, so we can table that complicated explanation for now. Other rules, the ones that depend? Some would come from the code or beliefs of who's involved. I know code. Sawyer's honorable, maybe too much honor. I tried to explain to him that when the painting happens, I can get away. He can take all of you, because he's wounded, and leave me, so... Bullshit. That's never happening. Frustrated, Annika turned to Riley. But I can... I don't give a rat's ass what you can. And if Sawyer had said different, I'd think less of him. And that's after I'd flattened him. It's insulting, Annika, Sasha said more gently. It insults us for you to suggest that. I don't mean to insult. I love you, all of you. I hurt his feelings? Distress squeezed her heart, clouded her mind. Oh, I'm so apology. I will sorry to him. Just put it away, Riley advised. And remember, this is all for one, one for all. All for one, one for all, Annika repeated. This is a code. I won't forget it. I hurt his feelings, so he doesn't want to have sex with me. I don't think that's it. Definitely more Bellinis. With a nod, Riley signaled the waiter, engaged in a long, flirty conversation. Interested, Annika watched the waiter glance back at Riley. He would have sex with you. Read that signal loud and clear. Sex with a stranger can be exciting, and the danger is part of the excitement. But I have enough excitement and danger going on right now. Plus, this is about you and Sawyer. I can promise you he's had sex with you a few hundred times in his head. But I want him to have sex with his body. Can't blame you. With a nod to Riley, Annika leaned in. He's brave and strong and kind and very handsome. But you don't have sex with him. Huh. Okay, yeah, he's a cutie, a hot cutie, and nobody's wimp. But you want who you want, right? Yes. Pleased, Annika sat back. It's a mystery of the heart. I want Sawyer and he wants me. His, your name for it. I can't remember. She patted her lap. Lots of names for that. We'll stick with penis. On a laugh, Sasha poked Riley's arm. His penis gets hard. This is for sex. When we kiss, when he touches me. That's desire, and I see the desire in his eyes. But he doesn't put his penis inside me. Is it just that simple in your world? Sasha wondered. There can be a mating ritual. This is more serious. Or it can be for fun, for the needs. Not so different. Look, this is a good balance here, I think. I'm probably looser about sex than Sasha. Hey, before Bran, Riley added. All right, your point. I'm saying Sawyer's code makes his rules about you complicated. He doesn't want to take advantage of you or the situation. That doesn't mean he doesn't want to bang you or imagine banging you. Bang. Oh, because the body's... Amused, Annika banged her hands together. I like it. It's a fun word. How do I make him, without force, stop imagining and start banging me? Jump him. Riley blinked. Wow, you surprised me, Sash. Called me a tight ass. Didn't. Could have. Yeah, I'd go with jumping him. As in combat? No. You make the moves. You go to him, initiate the... banging, Sasha decided. You close the door, and you take off your clothes. Then, if necessary, you take off his.
Go, Sash.
Tight ass no more, Sasha said with a smirk. I wouldn't suggest this if I hadn't felt how much he wants you, Ani. It was so strong, I couldn't not feel it. I don't intrude, I promise.
It's a code, I know.
But you felt his desire for me.
Yes, and his struggle to control it.
So, I make it so he can stop the struggle.
Because her heart started to beat harder, Annika pressed a hand to it.
This is allowed?
Even encouraged.
When the waiter came back, Riley sent him that hey baby smile. He showered flirtation on all three as he sat down the next round, along with a little plate and a small platter heaped with cakes and pastries.
Belle donne.
He kissed his fingertips.
It is my pleasure to give you service.
Riley watched him walk away. Maybe I should rethink.
No, Sasha said definitely.
Easy for you to say. Hate that you're right. But there's always pastries.
Can I help Sawyer with his struggle? Jump him, so he bangs me tonight?
Your choice.
After a quick scan, Riley snagged a zeppole from the platter. But we need him to make the bugs. After some hard thought, Annika nodded.
This is more important than banging. But if he finishes the bugs?
Jump away.
What's that one? Sasha pointed.
If it looks good, what do you care what it's called?
Bombolone.
Think of it as a world-class donut. Here.
She picked up a pastry, a little frosted cake, set them on Annika's plate.
You'll like them. Now it's a party.
I love parties. Thank you for helping me understand the rules and the codes of banging.
I don't think you'll need it, but...
Sasha took Annika's hand.
Good luck.
Now eat and drink up, ladies. We've got a meet in about 20 minutes.
On the way to that, or to the house, we can shop?
Before Riley could object, Sasha nodded.
Actually, I think we have to. We can't go back without some evidence we did what we said we were doing.
Crap. But it's the lightning round of shopping. Fast.
Riley explained.
Oh, I can be fast.
Yeah, yeah. I'll believe it when I see it.
They came back loaded. Maybe Annika didn't hit Riley's goal of lightning round, but she managed to buy earrings, 2 pair. Sandals, one with 5-inch heels she navigated as if born in them. A tiny purse that would hold little more than air, but had a seashell clasp that charmed her. And 3 new dresses. Together, they hiked the slope back, carting shopping bags, Sawyer's parts, and 3 large pizzas.
Where the hell are you going to wear those heels? Riley demanded.
She's going to wear them when she seduces Sawyer. She's going to walk in on them, take off her dress, and stand there wearing just the heels.
You may be new at this, Sasha, but you've got skills, and you've got strategies.
I had such fun. Your new earrings are so pretty on you, Riley.
With a shrug, Riley accepted her own weakness. In a fight, all the opponent has to do is grab one and pull.
They look pretty. So do Sasha's. And Sasha will look beautiful in her new dress and the sandals.
You should have bought the new dress I showed you, Riley.
I don't have a man to seduce.
You have a very good body. It's small and strong and agile. And your breasts are lovely.
Well, that doesn't get me laid, but thanks.
In my world, both male and female would very much wish to bang you.
So they walked into the house laughing, and drew Bran in from where he'd tried not to worry.
Successful shopping, it seems.
Excellent shopping. And pizza, as promised.
Sasha lifted her face for a kiss.
I'll take the pizza into the kitchen. Doyle's in the grove, or was. Sawyer's outside, working on the plans for whatever you brought for him.
Riley can take that out.
Subtly, Sasha gave Annika a nudge. We'll just go up, put away our shopping extravaganza.
This is strategy?
Annika asked as they started up.
Give him a little time to miss you, to wonder where you are. Don't wear the heeled sandals yet. save those for impact. It's like a game. A little bit, but one where you both get to win. At the door to her room, Annika put down her bags to hug Sasha tight. Thank you. You and Riley are my sisters in this world, and in mine. I've learned what family is from you, from all of you. When this is done, I'm going to try to use everything I've learned with my own mother. I'll see you downstairs. You should wear your new dress. At the door to her room, Sasha paused, smiled. You know, you're right. I'll put on my new dress. Annika understood games, and she understood rituals. She'd watched three of her sisters execute mating rituals. It involved flirtation, pretending disinterest, then flirtation. Though she knew Sawyer couldn't be her life mate, she loved, would always love. So the ritual could be allowed on her part. She changed, not into her new dress because Sasha should shine in hers. But she used the lip color and the brush with color on her lashes, as she knew women did to look even prettier. After she went down, she made, as Sasha had taught her, a pitcher of sparkling fruit juice. On a tray, she arranged the pitcher, glasses, and the bowl that held ice if needed. Sawyer sat at the table under the pergola, with the things Riley found for him, a drawing he'd made, a kind of tool that reminded her of a little gun. Since Doyle sat across, watching Sawyer work, she smiled, carried the tray over. I made cold drinks, because you'll want beer with the pizza in a little while. Bran will make it hot again for dinner. Is this the bug? She asked while she poured the drinks.
It will be. I need to attach this capacitor.
Is that a flux capacitor? Riley called down from her terrace.
Huh. Just need a DeLorean. Got enough here to build 3 room transmitters, so we'll need to figure out where they'll do the most good. How did you learn to do this? Doyle wondered. Curiosity, I guess. I took apart this old radio, then an old answering machine, one of my broken remote control cars, stuff like that. Figured out how to work them together to play spy. This'll be a little more sophisticated. But it's pretty down and dirty.
You need dirt?
No, it's,
Sawyer glanced up at Annika.
Ah, you look good. I mean, you always look good, but...
Thank you. She trailed a finger over his shoulders as she walked behind him, then sat on the edge of the table, her back to him as she faced Doyle. Yes, she knew the ritual. You drive the boat very well.
Good thing.
It's a very good thing. Maybe you could teach me. I like to learn. And in return, I can teach you to do the handsprings.
I do handsprings, I can't hold a sword.
I can teach you to do it with one hand only. You're strong. Deliberately, she reached over, tapped his biceps. You could spring with only one hand, so your sword sweeps at the legs, and your feet kick the face.
One hand?
Yes, I can teach you. And the running up a wall, both hands free, to flip back? It would be useful to you in combat. Would you like me to show you?
Sure. I'm up for something new.
When he rose to go with her to the strip of lawn, he glanced back at a scowling Sawyer, then up at Riley. She grinned, then leaned on the rail to enjoy the show. She heard Sawyer curse.
Problem, cowboy? Nothing. Just a little burn.
She watched Annika, dress billowing down toward her head, gorgeous legs flashing up in the spring.
I bet, Riley said, and grinned again.
Chapter 10. Sawyer worked through it. Riley had come through with what he needed. Now he'd use it to make what they all wanted. He did his best to concentrate, to ignore Annika's instructions to Doyle, Doyle's comments back, and her laugh. Doyle, not much of a laugher, sure seemed to be having a hell of a fucking good time. Cut it out, he warned himself when he felt annoyance and outright jealousy crawling over his skin. He had a job to do, worlds to save.